The following footage was shot on April 12th, 2011.
First, her husband Ishmael divorces her to go with Sasha because he likes her better. This is what he's telling me, I don't know. And then Zora calls me all upset. I mean, I get why she's upset. But she calls me all upset, venting. Just because we're pretty enough doesn't mean we're stupid enough. It's sad because Donna is uglier and stupid enough. It's really a sin. No, she sins! Novella, you have to come! How did you get time? Suzanne, do you want to come over to my house and have a party? Listen to me, Rosie. We would not be inviting you if we weren't going to have a fun time. Rockwell? Yep. Donna, you want to come over to Linda's house and have a party? Do you want to come over to my house to have a party?
Now, Deborah and Linda sit down together for the first time in 12 years. I'm quite frankly shocked you showed up.
Why are you shocked that I showed up? I'm always here.
You haven't been here for me in a very long time.
What are you saying now? You're going to start off the bat right yelling at me like this?
I would rather clear the air before we start the cameras rolling.
Let's clear the air. I'm
and get the conversation started.
You're nervous about my little buttons that are hitting the table? Like
I am
that?
Nervous. There's a little bit of sound. There's a little sound happening.
I heard it.
Why don't you use a little fur and cover that up?
What are you saying about my body?
I don't want to hear shit from you about your body today. Because you know what? I know a thing or two about bodies, dead bodies.
Dead? Who's dead?
My Linda? Husband. My ex-husband. You know this.
Your husband? How'd your husband die?
I shot my husband 11 times in the back in self-defense. 2 years ago. I didn't hear a word from you. Linda, one word.
You know what, Linda? You want to talk husbands and talking deaths? I've had 3 divorces. It feels like I've been through the ringer.
Oh, a divorce. And the difference between... I had deaths. Death in my family. Death in my family. I shot my husband.
I'm sorry you decided to pull the trigger on your husband.
It was self-defense. I was acquitted.
I didn't see this. I didn't hear this.
This was all over the news. Donna couldn't stop fucking posting on Facebook about this. Where were you, Linda?
I don't watch the news, Deborah. I call you Linda.
This is... I know you don't watch the news because we've all heard about... We've all seen what you've been talking about with the vaccines lately. You've all seen it all over the place.
My opinion on the vaccine stays on my Facebook page. You better take those words out of your mouth.
It's a miracle we got her in the studio today because she refuses a vaccination.
You don't know what's coming out in the next coming months.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm waiting for the better vaccine.
Oh, you're doing your research?
I'm doing my research.
You're waiting until 2024 to get the COVID
shot? Yeah, because some mutants like you shoot their husbands.
I can't believe you would bring that up like that.
Sorry.
A very sensitive subject.
Yeah, I'm very, very sorry. You know what? It's just, I feel like I had a lot of animosity towards you because I haven't seen you in so long since my Christmas Eve dinner where you ate all the 7 fishes. They swam down your throat like they were going back to the ocean.
They swam right to the ocean 15 minutes later because I got food poisoning.
Did you?
Yeah, because you don't cook your food right.
From my food?
From your food.
You know I'm always using Locatelli fine ingredients.
Maybe that Locatelli has expired 4 years ago because I can't believe what happened to me that night. My whole family.
You shouldn't.
I'm surprised that wasn't what put my husband in the grave, honestly. To be quite honest. It could have.
That's just...
Oh, she's going to... Here come the waterworks I've been seeing since 77 with this one.
That's just mean.
It doesn't stop with
you. The thing with me is that sometimes I just shoot the shit and I say it how it is, okay? Yeah. But you're just a mean person.
You're going to come in here. We haven't even been recording for more than 2 minutes. You're sobbing already, Linda? What happened? What happened to us? What happened to the girls that we used to be?
I feel like this is a good space for us to sit down and chat because... I have been feeling like I've been growing away from you, and I just don't want to feel like that any longer. I know we both had our own careers.
We're family.
We're family. At the end of the day, we're family.
Fix that fucking jacket.
It's getting a little small.
I've noticed.
I can't have the comments on my body.
I'm
today.
Not saying it in a negative way. That's you. That's you. You're that's right. Taking it negatively.
You know what's...
That's always been very... You're very insecure, Deborah. Linda.
Deborah.
You've always been a very insecure person.
Deborah.
And it, honestly, you take it out on me.
Deborah, I want to let you know something. And it's that I'm in therapy. And I feel like this is the first time I really can speak up on
Are
that.
Are you processing your emotional eating for once?
I'm processing my emotional eating for once.
Oh
yeah.
My God, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. At least one of us had to make the leap. But the thing is here, I am no longer that insecure person that you knew. I'm no longer that person. Sure, it's been a few weeks. And how I'm a busperone.
Busperone?
Yeah.
Is that the sausage?
Oh, you wish it was the sausage. It's my anxiety medication.
I think they make a new Napolitan pizza.
Yeah, it is a Napolitan pizza, but it's my busperone, and I take two a day. And I feel confident. I feel
you look better confident than ever.
And you know what? Your words can no longer tear me
down. You almost look like an American Girl doll today.
This is my new... My stylist actually put this on
today.
Oh,
you have a stylist. I have a stylist. She can't dress herself.
No, I can dress myself. It's just that sometimes we take that next step in our lives that we...
With the mob money? With the mob money.
I don't know what mob money you're talking about, Deborah, but some people here had a successful rapping career, and some people at this table were a flop of a singer.
That's really interesting you should say that, Linda, because if I recall correctly, you were canceled for some of those verses back in the day.
See that girl, watch that scene, digging the dancing queen.
No one can compete with little Linda Calamari. Everybody's hating on my sexy body.
People didn't understand where I was coming from.
I don't understand to this day. Maybe you should explain it.
I mean, listen, I'm from a different generation.
Oh,
guys.
Here she goes.
I'm from a different generation, and sometimes
I forget that sometimes
we say things that we don't even realize what we're saying.
Right. And I forget sometimes that you're so much older than me.
I'm 48 years old.
And I'm 35.
You wish you were 35.
Linda, enough
you
with the
lies.
You
wish you were 35?
Enough with the lying.
Look at those crow's feet.
I don't. There's not.
There's enough feet here for five crows.
I'm very, very happily aging naturally, unlike some of us. Unlike some of us in this room, I can't. I've never put a single thing in my face.
Are you talking about my buccal fat removal?
Your buccal fat? Yeah. The buccal fat, the facelift, the nose trim, the lip filler, the eyebrow lift, the hairline fix. We've all seen it. We've all seen the pictures.
There's a difference between a procedure and an enhancement, and I just enhanced my features, okay?
You certainly enhanced those features.
Yeah, I did.
4K.
You wish. Your husband would have been dead. I'm sorry.
You take it too far.
I'm very sorry.
You take it so dangerously far. Sometimes it really does hurt my feelings, the way that you do these things to me. And it always has, and you know that.
I don't want to keep crying like this.
And I don't understand why you would say that again when you bring up my dead husband the third time
today. He was a nice man.
He was a fucking villain. That man, the day I put those bullets in that man's back were the best days of my entire life.
Deborah.
I freed myself.
I don't even recognize you.
I freed myself.
You know what? Power to you.
And my book is coming out this fall.
You have a book deal with who?
With HarperCollins.
You have a book with HarperCollins?
Yes, I do.
That's
all
insane.
About the trial that you seem to have missed. It was national coverage. International coverage. Nancy Grace. I was
if
on the
you want me in that book, if you want an interview with me.
It's okay. The book's finished. And frankly, you weren't there for it. So I don't understand why you'd make any sense to be involved in the book.
That's really something else.
I have Donna.
Deborah.
Donna's
you got
covered.
Donna thick hip fat booty in your fucking book. I'm sorry.
Here we go again. I mean, I think times have changed with the body shaming. Meghan Trainor. Don't you listen to her?
Of course.
She's singing Lizzo.
Of course. Dear future husband, you listen to that one?
Hi, guys. And welcome to a very special episode. A reunion special.
A reunion of Farmville Moms.
I'm Deborah Rolatini.
And I'm Linda Calamari.
And today we are unpacking the 10 years of trauma we have ignored between each other. I haven't seen this woman in front of me since she was a young girl. Now look at her. She's practically in her grave.
I'm practically in my grave. And I haven't seen this woman in front of me since her husband was alive.
So tell us, what's been new for you since the last time we saw you, besides the facelifts?
Besides the facelifts, I've been just all over the place. Right now I reside in Long Island, but I also have a home in West Hollywood. The gays love me.
Oh, you.
The gays are obsessed
with me. Makes a lot of
me.
Sense for you.
I know, but
because no straight man would ever love her. That's why she's a divorces.
I have three divorces because they can't handle all of this.
All of it. 10 pounds of bologna.
10 pounds of bologna.
2 pounds.
Five fistfuls. Six fistfuls. That's why I need three ex-husbands.
Only the fistfuls.
My ass. I rapped for the past 7 years.
That didn't really get you anywhere, did it?
Yeah, did it land me on a talk show. Deborah, you don't even watch my damn talk show.
Because no one's watching a talk show at 6 a.m. on Fox 5. Let me tell you that.
You're not going to watch my talk show?
Who was your co-host, Kellyanne Conway?
It was Kellyanne Conway for a second.
Who else? Who else was it?
You try to pin me as this conservative Italian woman, but I'm very, you ask my friends, and I'm very moderate.
Who are your friends?
Are you just coming at me like this?
I want to know who the friends are that you seem to be hanging out with since you dumped me.
I've been hanging out with, you know who loves me? Lizzo.
I don't believe that for 1 second. I don't believe you and Lizzo have ever once been in the same room. I think you're a compulsive liar and you always have been.
I've never.
You always have been.
I would never lie to your face.
You are lying to my face, to my back, to any part
you
of my body.
You look beautiful.
And just like that. How are your kids?
Kids are amazing. Oh. Little Jimmy.
How's Jimmy?
Jimmy is fantastic.
What's Let he me up to?
Jimmy's in school.
He's still in school.
What do you mean he's still in school? 10 years ago, he was 13 years old.
Yeah, is he still in school? That's okay. Sometimes it takes a little bit. That's completely normal.
He's medical school.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Victoria, you know Pfizer? Have you heard of Pfizer? My daughter Victoria, she made that vaccine.
It sounds very familiar.
You wouldn't know about it. Honestly, you wouldn't know about it.
Pfizer. Okay.
Pfizer.
Victoria's very good. How's your sister?
Which one of my sisters?
You know exactly, Rebecca. The one that I've had.
This is exactly the kind of thing you always do. You like to dig up the dirt like a grave digger that you are.
Yeah.
Like a gold digger that you are.
You're gonna talk about grave digging? I don't wanna keep bringing up your dead husband, but if anyone's a grave digger in this space, it's absolutely you. You take one shovel, you look right down at the ground, and you go. And you throw your husband right into that grave, and you know what I quite frankly won't handle anymore? You coming at me, calling me a grave digger. How is Rebecca? That's all I ask.
I kindly would like to leave Rebecca out of this conversation because she knows what she did. You know what you did. And I know what I did. If you want to deal with Rebecca, how about you go through Vito, your ex-husband? Because I'm sure he knows very well.
I'll talk to Vito about Rebecca.
Is the restraining order lifted? He lifted that? You can speak to him now?
I can still call him when I want to call him.
Isn't that almost breaking a court order, a court mandated order? I read the files.
The thing about me, Deborah, is that sometimes in this life you gotta break some rules.
You've broken rules, you've broken scales, you've broken into houses. You've done it all.
And you've broken hearts.
I'm so sorry.
Why do we have to fight all the time?
I don't want to fight with you.
No, I don't want to fight.
I don't want to fight with you. I don't want to touch your hand.
It's okay.
I don't want to fight you.
Even though you don't want to touch my hand, I just want to know that you've touched my heart.
You've touched my heart.
You have.
And you touched so many men in this neighborhood.
I have, right?
Almost too many.
That's why I'm thinking about leaving.
You're leaving Long Island.
I didn't want to have to tell you like this.
You're leaving Long Island?
I'm thinking about leaving Long Island.
Where are you going to go?
Westchester.
You don't belong in Westchester. They're going to kick you right out.
I've heard that's a fantastic Italian community in Westchester.
They're going to taste one tablespoon of your sauce. You're not going to last.
The thing is, you haven't had my sauce in almost 10 years.
Oh, it's evolved.
I put carrots in my sauce now because you know what that takes out? The bitterness. And maybe if you were to look into that maybe 10 years ago, you would also take
maybe
out the bitterness
you should
of
eat
your
some
sauce.
Carrots. Just take out the bitterness that's exuding from your body right now.
Maybe you should stop eating carrots because you're looking a little bit orange. And that could be your fake spray tan, or that could be the fact that you are just not doing well with your skin tone. And it could be the latter.
And here's the thing. And here's the thing that's always been the thing with this woman is that she loves to take it to a 10. I would never say something like that about you. I would never bring up the fact that that shirt perfectly blends into your skin tone. That you look like Porky the Pig right now. Porky the Pig in a wig.
And if you knew anything about pigs, maybe it's because I'm friendly with the gays, but if you knew anything about pigs, they're in right now. They are in right now. So I'll take that as a compliment. You can call me Porky the Pig. You can call me Miss Piggy. And that is a sex symbol.
I wouldn't call you Miss Piggy for once. It's an insult to Miss Piggy.
I haven't mentioned it yet, but I do love your hair. And that's not even me lying.
Thank you very much.
I do love your hair. Remember when we used to have fun and they used to say, like, take the paper clips out of your hair. You always put paper clips in your hair.
Roll the tape.
Oh, come on. I never got this announced in 3 months. Yay!
You finally got those paper clips out of your hair?
Girl, you know it. I can finally unbraid this. I'm so happy. Never do your hair with paper clips.
I wasn't thinking about it because I use all natural ingredients. Honey, lemon, and L'Oreal. Because I'm worth it.
Look at that.
Look at that.
That takes me back.
It does take me back. It was a nice, sweet little time.
You looked about 45 years younger. About.
Well, when you'll understand once you release your book, maybe if it's successful like I was. But when you're in the entertainment industry, they really suck the souls out of you.
Oh, you didn't finally talk about the fact that what you did to get where you got?
You want me to talk publicly about what I did? You know what? As a woman in this world, I'm totally fine about talking about what I did to get to where I am. And all I did was network.
That's what they call networking now.
It's about who you know.
And who you blow. And who you blow. And let's talk about it, Linda. You've been blowing the entire goddamn neighborhood.
Yeah, Deborah. Well, maybe if you had lips like mine, people would want you to blow them too.
I could afford lips like yours.
Instead of that, you're shooting your husband because he doesn't want to touch you. And he wants to touch Rebecca.
I could afford lips like yours. I could afford cheeks like yours. I could afford a jawline like yours. I could afford a facelift.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about, Deborah. Because the thing is, my lips have always looked like this. And you can roll the tapes because my lips have never been enhanced.
And I know exactly what you were doing since you were underage. You were getting the filler.
It's called lip smackers, you bitch.
You've been smacking those lips all around town. And we all know it. And so do your kids. That's why they don't talk to you. That's why Jimmy's still in school.
What are you saying about my son like that?
I'm just saying, it's very obvious that there's a strain in your relationship.
I've been talking about this to my therapist.
Oh, here we go.
I have a question for you, and this is serious.
Yes.
Do you feel like there's a disconnect between you and your children?
Absolutely not. I think I trust my children implicitly, and they know everything about me, and I know everything about them.
I think that's very interesting because I was talking to Victoria before I came here today because I was a little bit nervous about seeing you.
Victoria?
Is that not your daughter's name?
Victoria wouldn't speak to you.
You want me to show you the call log?
I would like to see the call log.
I'll show you the call log.
I want to see, after that, I want to see the flight log. Epstein's Island. I know you were there.
What me and Jay do is none of your business.
What you are, you're currently still with Jeffrey Epstein. He's dead.
What me and Jay have done? Is none of your business.
I think it's the public's business. It's about to be. The tapes are going to leak.
It's very funny that you bring this up. It's very funny that you bring this up. I don't want to drag you like you dragging me. I don't want to get to that level. You know how to wrap your lips and your tongue around that straw, let me tell you. You're going to call me a sucker? Look at you. Look at you.
Why are you sexualizing a Dunkin' Donut right now?
The only reason I'm sexualizing a Dunkin' Donut is because you are implicitly just sucking the straw.
I'm implicitly sucking the straw? I'm implying that I'm sucking the straw?
Is that not the word?
Goddamn vocabulary book for the
first
time.
Sorry, not everyone fucking writes. Not everyone damn reads. The thing about me, I'm an entertainer. Mm-hmm. I've always been an entertainer.
Yeah, exactly.
I can rhyme words, and that's why I was one of the best rappers in the block.
Those who can't lead entertain. And I was writing speeches for our previous president.
Trump?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you were.
I spent a lot of time at Mar-a-Lago. I got a lot of work done, and I'm very proud of the work that I did there. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Those words really cut like knives. You really had something going with that man.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
I had more than one thing going with that man.
Grabbed you by... Yeah. Smith Rollatini. What I was going to say is that I'm sure that the president had a great time near your... I'd rather not say... Okay.
Oh, you're a classy lady.
I'm a classy woman.
You're suddenly a classy woman. You look like Jackie O in this.
Exactly. I've
always shot you in the head.
You know what? That's where I draw the line. Because you love...
Oh, this is where she draws the line.
She loves to bear arms. Let's talk about it.
I do.
Yeah, I know.
It's my
right. Very happy that you had a Glock in your Rari.
It's my right. as an American. It's my
you're
right.
going to come out here and you're going
to
talk about...
Just like it's your right to suck every dick in town.
As another woman, I couldn't even believe that you're trying to take down other women. Don't you understand what feminism is?
I know exactly.
Maybe not, because you worked for that clown of a man.
We've all seen your Tucker Carlson clips as well.
Just because I think Tucker Carlson... Let me rephrase.
You're going to think twice about what you say for once?
No, just because me and Tucker have known each other for a few years doesn't mean...
What is that supposed to mean?
Deborah, you're going around here telling everybody that I'm sucking all of these sausages, and I'm not doing anything of that matter. I'm just hanging out with these men. They're very lonely. Very lonely.
You have a lonely man, and you leave him lonely right back.
And you love to be a lonely woman. You always have been. I don't watch the news because sometimes there's things that my eyes can't see.
It's just very fascinating to me. I wish I could live a life of privilege like you.
I have a Twitter.
What twink and weeho are you paying to run your Twitter?
You don't need to be talking about Andrew like that.
Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew.
Your twink's name is Andrew.
The twink's name is Andrew because if you've known anything about the gay community, like you should know, 80% of Andrews are gay.
Absolutely. 80%. No, I believe that. And I do know a lot about the gay community because I've met all your husbands.
What I did for those men was more than you can ever do for
yours. You were halfway home. They were halfway in, you were halfway in the neighbor next door.
I don't like the way that you're talking about gay men. I don't like the way that you're talking about gay men.
I've got on record. Because the fact that they... It's not natural. It's not natural.
Because the thing is about these men...
They're destroying the sanctity of marriage in this country.
It's like, are you in debt?
I'm actually doing quite well financially. Are you in debt?
I'm not in debt.
From... Bankrolling your entire rap career? Payoling your entire rap career? Are you in debt? From funding all those young
Don't
trips
stop loving me
because
you want to be me. I got the whole package talent, brains, and booty. People coming up to me and saying, hey, shorty, you a cutie. One of those best lines that have went down in all time.
Are you in debt?
I'm not in debt because you know what? My source business is about to bankroll your
future. This is the final straw in your coffin? Is the sauce business? This is it for you?
The thing is, you know a thing or two about coffins. You like to keep bringing up these coffins, and I will not be subjected to your death.
I was around a lot of death in the past few years, and where were you, Linda? Where were you when that was happening for me? Where were you?
The thing
is, you were like my sister, and you went missing. You left me alone, stranded.
The thing is, Deborah, got in my hands, you were surrounded by death, but you were the one that created the death for yourself. When we can learn to accept death for that around us, it doesn't happen. It happens naturally.
Shut the fuck up, Brene Brown.
You know what? Comparison is the thief of joy.
And I'm feeling like you're comparing yourself to me nonstop for years.
I would never.
For as long as we have known each other, you have compared yourself to me. For as long as we have known each other. And frankly, I'm sick of it.
Okay. Okay. What are you doing later today?
Yeah. I'm going to church. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for the repose of your soul.
I still let you in church as a murderer?
I'm frequently in church, actually. Part of my acquittal. When I was acquitted,
okay,
I found God again, and I went back to God.
It's funny how that works.
It is funny how that works.
God's always there when you need him.
That's the point.
Yeah,
yes.
No, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't a dig.
I have the Virgin Mary in my backyard because I pray every single day. I pray the rosary for the repose of my husband's soul. Mm. And I'm going to pray for the repose of your future soul. Four more years left in you, right?
Let's see. And God willing. God willing. Because sometimes I don't even think I can live on this earth anymore.
I don't think you should.
Because the thing is, what's going on out there is very scary.
With the masks and the vaccines?
I don't want to. The thing is about the masks. I'm going to get into it for a second.
You're going to become an anti-masker publicly?
No, I don't think I'm anti-mask.
I saw you all around town. The entirety of quarantine, all of 2020, March 2020, April 2020, May 2020, Linda was out at the bars, at the illegal bars on Long Island. You were in Long Beach. You were in Long Beach drinking with the boys, with the gay boys. You went to Fire Island.
They were straight.
You went to Fire Island.
I went to Fire Island Pines because they wanted me there.
You were in the Punta Cana. You were in the Puerto Vallarta boat.
I was on the Puerto Vallarta boat, and thank God I took swimming lessons. That's all I'll say. Because the thing is, when that thing went down,
you're never going to be accountable for any of that. All the super spreading that you've done in the past few years.
No one's gotten COVID because of on my
you've
watch.
Been super spreading.
No one has gotten COVID
both
on my watch.
Both of those legs spread.
You're gonna get, you know what? You need to stop publicly calling me a whore, because the thing is about me.
I never said that word.
The thing is about me, just because I love Miley Cyrus doesn't mean anything about my sexuality. Because I was twerking, because I spread these legs, because I like to flick this bean.
That little girl? You said flick this bean?
Yeah, Deborah. Maybe you were in touch with your sexuality. You don't understand what that meant.
I know exactly what that means. I don't think you do, frankly.
What do you mean?
Because you love to flick this bean?
Yeah.
You love to masturbate?
Yes, I do. I do. Because I'm a woman. But the thing is about a mask, you better have a fucking oxygen mask on. Because those little papers aren't doing anything.
I
can't breathe through those.
I can't breathe through a mask. That's why I'm telling you, who needs them?
Who
needs them? And the people still wearing them? What's wrong with them?
The thing is,
move on.
Listen, I understand the first thing, it's always hard to get yourself to the gym. But the second thing is, when you have to wear a mask at the gym, you're on the treadmill.
You got yourself to a gym in the past few years?
I've been going to the gym.
Dr. Jim? Nipping and tucking?
You are something else. You are something else, Deborah. You know that I'm on the Stairmaster.
I know you're on Ozempic.
I'm on the Stairmaster. And the thing is, just because I'm rapidly losing weight doesn't mean I'm on any diabetes medication. It means I'm actually putting in work at the fucking gym. And maybe if you were to do something besides Beachbody or your Weight Watchers, where you could have actually 55 eggs for 0 points, maybe you'd realize those eggs are going to your left hand.
I have been keto for 5 years.
You love bacon and cheese. I understand.
Exactly. And you can't. My body speaks for itself. And just like yours does, and yours is screaming.
Yeah, your body can't shut up.
Your body is screaming for help right
now. I'd rather scream than not be able to shut up like that body.
But really. It's just so nice to see you again.
It's so nice to see you as well. You know what? One of my favorite memories of us together.
No, you're kidding. You have a memory?
I do have a memory. Remember when we were in San Juan?
I do remember San Juan.
It was just us two girls.
We were just having a girls' trip.
We were drinking our pina coladas on the
beach.
Oh,
we were happy then.
Very happy. We're going to the spa.
The world wasn't what the world is now. It was a different time.
It wasn't.
Wasn't so sensitive.
No one was sensitive. The early 2000s was amazing.
It was amazing.
I was so happy to live in this country.
I was so happy to live in San Juan.
That's what it was. I love that part of America.
It's gorgeous there.
Gorgeous.
We should go back.
We should go back to San Juan. I think it would really help our relationship.
I don't know if we'd both leave. I think one of us would be Amanda Knoxing.
It would be White Lotus.
I didn't watch that show. Again, that's one of those things.
It's a little bit racy, I'll say.
And it's a little bit too soon for me. I can't really handle the death stuff right now.
Yeah, there are some gun situations.
Yeah, I can't right now process something like that.
There are some gun situations, but the thing is, I really have been loving it.
That makes sense for you.
It's the gay, whatever the gays post, I watch.
What on what social media are you using? In Telegram?
I have Andrew give me a briefing every single week on what's going on Twitter and what's going on in Instagram.
Okay.
I follow the gays. They follow me back. I love them. I have some drag queens in the mix. They think sometimes I'm a drag queen, and I'm like, what are you saying?
You've always resembled.
Just because I have a little bit of facial hair.
You've always given me sherry pie. It's the Ozempic acting up.
It's not the Ozempic. Sorry, some of us had broccoli raw before we come here. I had the pinolis. I had the raisins, and I had some olives in my broccoli rabe, and sometimes it acts up on me. I'm a little bit gassy, but some of us have our greens, and some of us have to drink them via freaking powder like you do.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know
what. I saw it in your cabinet.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is my meal plan. Every morning, I quit keto. Every morning I wake up, one spinach smoothie. I take a whole bag of leafy greens, shove it in my little ninja, some almond milk, drink that. That's breakfast, lunch, done. Around 5 p.m. I get a little bit lightheaded before Vito comes home. Immediately, 2 eggs, air fryer.
Who's Vito? I swear to God, if I find out that Vito, I'm going to break every restraining order and I'm going to break every neck in sight. I swear to God, that Glock in your house is going to be right at your head.
Well, it's right here, right now. I'm going to tell you the truth. I have been seeing Vito for 2 years.
What do you mean?
I've been seeing Vito for 2 years and I was honestly seeing him during your marriage. And quite frankly, Linda, you were not providing him the sort of emotional intimacy that he needed at that time.
Deborah, I can't even believe you saying this to me and you think that we're going to be able to move on from this?
I don't see why not. You've had two marriages since then. Two marriages since then. And honestly, Linda,
He told me he was gay. He told me he was gay.
Doesn't every man in your life eventually tell you they're gay?
Yeah, but it's because they are.
Is it?
It's because the older generation doesn't give themselves the space to understand what they really wanted.
Oh, that's stunning. You're like bell hooks.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I just feel like I've gotten so close to all of these men over my years.
How many years?
I was married to Vito for 5 years.
I know that. You had two children together. And now those are essentially my stepchildren.
And then it was Vinny. Vinny just lasted a year.
I don't even remember him.
And then my last love.
Todrick Hall.
Toddy. We used to call him Hot Toddy.
Hot Toddy.
And the thing about Toddy was, he loved to dance.
He loved to dance, and so do you.
I loved to dance, too, and he would take me out with all of his men.
And you thought this was a successful heterosexual relationship?
Yes, they loved football.
They loved
balls. Feats
and balls, yeah, for sure.
They loved balls, and just because that they wanted to wear wigs didn't mean anything to me. I love a role play.
Like you're role playing as a successful rapper?
Do you want to talk to my agents? Yeah, I'm repped. I am repped.
I think everyone's repped. I think we're all repped.
I think that you're not repped.
I have been represented long before you ended this game, baby.
Just because you're going to be long signing with Suzanne before you Collins ended this game. Doesn't mean shit.
Suzanne Collins, the author of the Hunger Games trilogy, is who I'm signing with? Maybe you should read a book.
Harper
Linda.
Collins?
Maybe you should read a
Harper
book.
Harper Collins, Suzanne Collins, my ass.
Maybe you should read a book, Linda. Maybe you should read a book for once.
Some of us don't need to read a book to be intelligent, to know what's going on.
No, you just need a twink to tell you.
Yeah, because I am liberal, Deborah.
You just happily described yourself as a moderate.
A moderate liberal, Deborah.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, maybe if you understood things besides watching Fox News, you'd understand that I'm maybe more moderate when it comes to my finances, but I'm a little bit more liberal when it comes to social issues.
What does this have to do with Harper Collins, Suzanne Collins? You're not making any sense. It's the Ozempic going to your head.
You like to throw this O word around? I'm not taking any
of it. It's the only O word you know.
No, I know oral.
When was the last time you were happy?
I think the last time, Deborah, that I was happy was before all of this started.
Before the show.
Because I loved my life.
I was happy.
I was happy. I was normal.
Deborah, have you heard about the farms? They are great.
I didn't get stopped in the street.
I didn't
feel like our friendship needed to be business.
Now it's business.
Now it's all business.
It's all business.
It's all showbiz.
It's all showbiz.
And the thing is, it has brought us apart.
It's torn us apart.
I think that fame is something that people don't understand can really turn your life upside down. And my kids have been subjected to it. But just because my nudes have leaked, I just feel as if though I can't be a normal person. And I just want to go to the Stop and Shop.
I think you could go to the Stop and Shop. I don't think anyone would recognize you. But especially from the nudes.
But the We've thing all is, seen Deborah, them. I'm not happy.
I could tell. I could but see it on the face.
That is why I'm in therapy.
Oh, she's that's bringing it up therapy. Again.
The only reason I'm bringing it up is because it's not too late. It's never too late. And the thing is, Deborah, just because you might not think that there are things that are going on in your life that are wrong doesn't mean that you shouldn't get into therapy. Doesn't mean there's anything
wrong
with
you. Who is your therapist, Dr. Seuss?
Oh, I talked about this with my therapist. This is called projection. This is called projection.
Projection.
Yes. So what's happening here is your insecurities are manifesting in a space where you feel like it's okay to be able to project your voice and your feelings onto me, but it's only a reflection on you. So if I'm a mirror, it's just like looking right back at yourself. It's bouncing back. Light's reflecting right back at you, sister.
And it's one haunted mirror. Absolutely. I'm looking at you and seeing myself. It's like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, it is like Beauty and the Beast. But one of us does end up with the rose, unlike you. Can you please just do this for me?
What?
Get into therapy. Would you like...
I've been in therapy for 7 years. You think I got through my husband's death without the help of a licensed professional?
Your licensed professional?
Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew said, shoot up your husband.
I had Dr. Drew and Dr. Phil on both lines.
24/7. Yeah, because they say, who's the father? Who's the father?
You mean Maury?
Yeah, Maury. Maury and Dr. Phil. Who's the father?
Nuh-uh.
Dr. Phil has done enough for me. The thing is...
Yeah, I'm sure you've done enough for him as well.
The thing is, Deborah... Even if you are in therapy, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you. And I think that is the first step to healing. The second thing is, just because we're in personal, individual therapy doesn't mean we can't go to couples therapy. And that's what I wanted to bring up to you today, because I just feel as if, though, we can really benefit.
I don't necessarily think we need to keep this as a long-lasting friendship.
What do you mean?
I think the people we have turned into, the monsters you have become. What's the point? What's the point of keeping this going?
Some of us are friends with the monsters under our bed, okay?
And if this is you referencing Bebe Rexha, yes, we have hung out recently. And she did tell me.
I was referencing Rihanna.
And this is the thing about Linda Calamari. She has no cultural touchstones. This is why maybe you should pay Andrew a little bit more, because Bebe Rexha did write the song Monster.
The thing is about Bebe Rexha, the only thing I'm talking about Bebe Rexha for is her country career, and that's where I want to leave it.
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
And I guess what we're learning here is that maybe we aren't better off as friends, but I would really wish you the best. And the door is always open for me, okay? And for you. And I feel like we could do another girls' trip. We can make this work, and we can maybe restart this. We can restart this journey that we were on and do it.
But what's the point, Linda? What's the point?
We only have a few years left.
We only have a good 20-30 years left.
That's it.
For you, maybe 5.
That's it. And does that not scare you? You want to leave on bad terms?
I'm okay with that with you, quite frankly.
What do you mean? Why is the door closed?
The door?
Why can't the door open?
10 years is a very long time to live without the other half of your heart. And in that time, there's a closing up that has to happen for both parties.
Just because your heart is closed doesn't mean it can't swell again.
But it's about trust. It's about faith. And it's about believing that a person might be there again for you. I don't know.
I'm here.
I don't know if I can trust
you. I'm here.
You. I don't know if I can trust you to be there again.
I swear to you, I'm here.
So much hurt. So much hurt has happened in this decade. And every time I have wanted to pick up that phone and call you, I have felt exactly like Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City with Samantha. And it's been scary, Bradshaw, ever since.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to ever have to be your Samantha if you feel like I'm going to leave you like that. But
you did leave me.
I'm sorry.
You did leave me.
I have to say it. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I never wanted this to happen. I never wanted us to fight.
Me either.
I wanted us to come here today and have an open and honest conversation about our flaws and our mistakes.
Guys, could you please look away, please?
And now look what happened.
I just feel like we can learn from this. We can move on from this.
We can have
another holiday together.
I don't know if we can.
We can have another holiday together. I'll cater it.
You saw us ever again.
I'm gonna cater it.
All right.
You're in.
I'm in.
Okay. Amazing.
Okay. Great.
That's fantastic.
Oh, that's great news. Oh my god. We're back. And just like that.
This was very fun. I'm very excited for our next chapter together.
I think that everyone...
I think this was long overdue.
And it was. I had a lot of fun.
Me too.
I think everyone had a lot of fun.
Me as well.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast.
Yes. Like, comment, subscribe.
Share. Rate, review. Tell us what you thought. Tell us if you'd like some more of this.
If you'd like some more, because we are ready to keep going.
We can't stop.
We love it.
We love it. And we love you.
And we love you.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And I'm sorry that we fought.
Me as well. I really
think we can move forward.
I think we can. We are sisters. We stand together. We make up one big family. And we don't look the same. Our spots are different. Different colors. Yeah. Uh-huh. Our spots are different. Different colors. I'm gonna with my sister and my brother. I like my sauce with locatelli. You know me, Vito Campanelli. Oh, yeah. I'm Italian. You think I'm hot? Yeah, I'm a stallion. Looking at me.
This is the problem with her. It's always been the problem with her. It's how everyone in the room is feeling the energy shift just now. All the crew.
That was amazing.